poor decision.
You let him move in with you, and you didn't have an arrangement with him to pay rent.
A shocking admission.
I was residing with another female on the side also.
He must have something going for him that I don't see.
Wow.
And a final separation.
What items did he leave in your house?
All his clothes.
Throw it out.
Not a problem.
Everything.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Shauna Flowers is suing her former live-in boyfriend, Myron Flood, for an unpaid utility bill and for storage fees for the belongings he left behind.
Order. All rise.
Your Honor, case number 300 on the calendar, the matter of Flowers versus Flood.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Miss Flowers, Mr. Flood was your boyfriend for a while, moved in with you, I believe it was in February of this
2 years ago, off and on.
A year and a half.
Year and a half. Oh, yes, I remember it well. And when you were living with Miss Flowers, Mr. Flood, did you maintain another residence where you paid rent?
Yes.
What was the other residence where you paid rent?
I was residing with another female on the side also.
So you were residing with another female whose name is?
Her name is Valerie.
How were you splitting up your week, Mr. Flood?
No, I didn't split my week. When me and Miss Flowers got together, it was solely Miss Flowers.
Great. Now, when you and Miss Flowers got together and it was solely Miss Flowers, did you maintain another residence where you were paying rent?
No.
See how easy that was?
Well.
And when you moved in with Miss Flowers, what was the arrangement as far as you paying rent?
We didn't have a verbal arrangement. You know, she just told me that.
How old are you?
49.
Well, you're almost a half a century old, Mr. Flood. Don't you think that it's right for you to pay rent?
No, we just had a verbal agreement just to help out when I can.
But I'm asking you a question. Forget about Miss Flowers. You're a half a century old, which means that at your best, it's more than half over. Don't you think you should be paying rent someplace where you live?
Yeah.
Well, that's all I'm asking you. I'm not asking you what arrangement you had with her. I'm asking you, don't you think a man of 50 years old should be paying rent?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Great. Now, Miss Flowers, I'm going to come back to you. You let him move in with you, and you didn't have an arrangement with him to pay rent. Because you say, I didn't have an arrangement to pay rent, so he must, as a matter of fact, have something going for him that I don't see.
Wow. Yeah.
Your arrangement with him was what?
When he first came, he just came, we reconnected, there was no arrangement. When it was an arrangement, I asked him to only pay the AT&T bill because that was my highest bill.
And what month did you ask him to pay your AT&T bill?
My income started becoming a little shaky towards the end of last year, November, December.
What month did you ask him to start?
November.
November of 2010.
Yes, ma'am.
And he moved in on what date?
September 2009 is when we started reconnecting, disappeared for a couple of months, came back in February, never left.
February of 2010.
Yes, ma'am.
So he actually freeloaded for a long time.
No.
Very much so.
Well, you did because you didn't pay rent.
No, I don't call it that because I brought food to the house and to the table and everything.
Great. Terrific. You would have fed yourself anyway, right?
Right.
Now, did you, after November of 2010, ever pay a utility bill?
Yes, I have.
On what date?
I can't recall, but I'm quite sure I've given her money to pay the utility bill.
Not the money to pay. You personally pay the utility bill out of your account?
No. But I've given her money out of my account to pay the utility bills.
Good. Let's see. Just a second here. This is what your answer says, Mr. Flood. I knew I read it someplace. I had paid an AT&T bill electronically.
Yes.
But Shauna tried to have more payments taken out without my knowledge. So when I said to you, did you pay the bill?
You said a utility bill.
Well, what do you think AT&T is?
Okay, well, let's make it a utility. Okay.
It's a utility.
Okay.
Now, Miss Flowers, you want him to pay storage fees for items he left in your house.
Yes.
What items did he leave in your house?
All his clothes, all his shoes.
Are they there?
They still are.
Go home and throw them in the trash.
No. I already got rid of the truck.
Listen to...
No.
Go home and throw them away. You don't have to keep any of his stuff. He doesn't live there. He never paid rent. You don't have to maintain his property. I am giving you permission to dump his stuff.
Thank you.
He hasn't been there in how long?
Since July 31st.
7/31.
That's when I told him get the step.
And, Mr. Flood, the last time you slept in the house was about 3 months ago?
Yes, ma'am.
She's throwing out your stuff with my permission. Do you understand?
No, I really don't.
I'm not
going
to give her storage. Because what she wants is storage for your stuff, because your stuff's all over her house. Did you at any time obtain a restraining order against Mr. Flood?
Oh, no.
So that there was no reason why he couldn't come and get his stuff, except maybe his new girlfriend's apartment was too small.
Not at all. I called and texted a lot.
Throw it
to get it
out.
Not a problem.
Everything.
Wow. Yana, can I speak?
Sure.
Why is it she can't... give me my possession.
She's throwing them out. She doesn't want to look at them. She had
enough. She won't have to look at them if she give me permission to go get my things.
No, you could have gone get your things August, September, and October.
She wouldn't allow me to come get them.
Did you call the police and say, I have all my clothes and shoes and stuff in the apartment. Could you please come with me to stand by to get my stuff?
I should.
Where are you? Shoulda, woulda, coulda. You're 50 years old. Where are you living now?
With a female friend of mine.
She's not storing your stuff while you're cavorting around with somebody else, sir. That's not happening. She's unloading your stuff. If you hurry up, you may be able to find it in the dumpster. If you hurry up when you get home, maybe you can dumpster dive and go and find it. But she is getting rid of your stuff. Now, Miss Flowers,
mm-hmm.
I'm having a problem with this AT&T bill.
Okay.
Because, you know, you let him sort of, he paid it, and then he didn't pay it, and then he paid a little bit, and he didn't pay it, and you still let him stay there.
Can I explain?
Sure.
Okay. In February, I got my taxes. I paid every bill in full. Well, he took a payment back, which put me back in the hole. Plus, the billing date had ended, so that other payment had compounded onto that. So when I showed him the bill, he said, we'll get it straight. We'll get it down to zero. That never happened. It was either a partial payment, a little bit of payment. He would do it online. And then what he did with the cash, that was his way of controlling. He figured if he controlled me by giving me a certain amount of cash, that I couldn't get no more. But when I put him out and I told him he still had responsibility for this, he didn't have no problem with it. But when he came back, oh, I love you, you know, placed tear and all that, and I said no.
You let him
slide. That's when he reversed the payment.
Listen to me. No. You let him slide.
To a certain extent, yes, I did.
And that's your problem, Miss Flowers. Now he's out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Pay your own bills. It may take you a little bit of time. They will let you do that. Get rid of his shoes. Get rid of his clothes. Get rid of his underwear. Erase any memory of him. You look like a very nice lady. All I can tell you is I wish you good fortune.
Yes.
He's not good fortune.
No.
You let somebody move in with you.
Yeah.
You want them to take care of their part of the bills.
Yes.
Write up a written agreement so everybody knows what their responsibility is.
Mm-hmm.
How much rent do you pay now to the lady that you're living with, Mr. Flood?
About $400 a month.
He's married.
$400 a month you
yes,
pay to whom?
It's my niece.
To your niece?
Yeah.
Is that the lady that you're living with?
Yes.
You're living with your niece?
Yes.
I can't do any of this anymore. It's time to go. Throw out his stuff.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
That's all.
Pardon your excuse, you may step out.
20 years of friendship down the drain.
She's bitter because I'm married.
Him thinking that he can be a player and lay up with me and run to another woman.
She knew what it was with me when she first started dealing with me.
Even if you have a friend, don't go there. Keep it as a friend.
I don't know. I mean, I have no hard feelings for her.
Do not make it romantic.
She's still okay with me.
Cherish the friendship more than a romance. The fantasy always turns into a nightmare.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Asbridge versus Hallbrook. Step forward.
22-year-old Brittany Asbridge is suing 17-year-old Randalene Halbrook and her mother, Joanna, for the cost to fix her car. Brittany says a drunken randoline took her car without permission and crashed it into a tree.
Miss Asbridge, how old are you?
22.
Is this young lady a friend of yours?
Was.
How old is she?
17, I believe.
What's your first name?
Randoline.
On what date was Randoline at your house with some friends?
8-2.
How old were the other people at the house?
She was the same age, 17, I believe.
So there were the three of you?
Yes.
Who served the alcohol?
They were clearly intoxicated women.
Who served the alcohol?
Ma'am, I have no idea.
Brittany served me the Four Locos that she had bought from the gas station.
Your Honor, that is
a lie. Just a second.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You were arrested?
Yes, ma'am.
Good! Did you spend some time in jail?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you like it?
No, ma'am.
I suggest you don't do it again. Isn't that a good idea?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brittany Asbridge says 17-year-old Randoline Halbrook took her car without permission and crashed it into a tree. Randoline and her mother are countersuing for the return of personal belongings and for a false arrest.
Miss Halbrook, did you bring any alcohol to her house?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Actually, she did. She brought them. I didn't serve him any alcohol.
Did you drink any alcohol?
I drank earlier that night, yeah. Yes.
So this is the situation, Miss Asbridge. It is your claim that the defendant, who was 17 years old, who was at your house partying with another girl, who was also 17 years old, took your car without your permission, wrecked it. You want her mother to be responsible.
I mean, she's 17.
Just a second. That's what the case is about. You want her mother to be responsible because she doesn't have any money. That's why you're suing her mother. You can't sue a 17-year-old.
Right.
Right? You have to understand that but for the fact that you are 17 years old, this would be totally your bag.
Mm-hmm.
Totally your bag because you had no driver's license. You took her car with or without permission, whether she was drunk or not or whatever. Who knows? She probably had a little too much to drink because she said she left you and your friend, who was also 17, there, and she went to bed, and you were all playing cards.
That's not true, Your Honor.
Yeah, of course it's not true. In any event, so what I have to determine is this. You had no right to get behind the wheel of a car. How did you get to her house?
She picked me up from my house earlier that night.
In your car?
No, in her car.
In her car?
Mm-hmm. No, actually, she got dropped off there around, 8:30 at night with her and Allie. I don't know who brought them over there. Some kid in a Honda Civic.
Miss Halbrook, were you home that evening on August 2nd?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you know where your daughter was going?
Yes, ma'am.
Where did she tell you she was going?
Brittany picked up her, my daughter and her friend from my house. They were going to Brittany's house.
Were they supposed to spend the night there?
Yes.
Had you spoken to Brittany?
No, I did not.
When was the last time you spoke to Brittany?
I never spoke to Brittany.
You've never spoken to her?
I never have.
Is it the first time you're ever seeing her other than picking up your daughter on August 2nd?
Yes, ma'am.
Today?
I object.
Well, then why would you refer to her as Brittany? Brittany picked up my daughter.
I did see Brittany come to the house and pick up Randoline and Allie in her car.
How long has your daughter been friendly with this girl who's 5 years older?
Maybe a month or two.
How do you know that?
Through text communications with my daughter. I mean, she's texted with Brittany. She's talked to me about Brittany. They've been to Brittany's and hung out before.
How many times?
I'd say probably about 3 or 4.
Is that
my
right?
My knowledge.
There was many of times that I've been over to Brittany's house and hung out there.
Was alcohol ever served there before August 2nd?
Yes.
Have there ever been larger parties there other than just you and the other girl?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you name any of the other people who've been at the parties?
Ryan.
How old is he?
He's 19.
Does Miss Asbridge have any friends that are her age?
No, yeah, a couple.
Where do you know her from?
The friend, Allie, that was over there with me that night. I met Brittany through her because Allie is her neighbor.
Her neighbor?
Yes, ma'am.
How close does Allie live to you?
4 feet, because we live in an apartment.
Allie's dad lives next to her, and her mom. They're divorced, so, you know. 2 different houses.
If Allie lives in the same apartment complex, what did you have to drive home for?
I was at...
That's what it says in your answer.
Allie was at her mom's house, which is...
No, she was at your house.
She was at my house, but she was at her house. I went and picked her up from her house.
How did you pick her up?
My mom.
What do you mean, your mom? What does that mean? Don't speak. What does that mean, your mom?
My mom and me went to pick Allie up from her mom's house, which is...
Just a second. Are you telling me that your mother drove to Allie's house?
Yes, ma'am.
Drove you to Allie's house? Don't
speak.
Yes,
ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She's a grown woman. Even though she's 17, she's responsible for her own actions. I don't understand.
All right, then you don't understand. I have to suggest you stick with what you're doing because you're never going to go into the practice of law.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brittany Asbridge says 17-year-old Randalene Halbrook took her car without permission and crashed it into a tree. Randalene and her mother are countersuing for the return of personal belongings and for a false arrest.
Now, your mother drove you to Allie's house, and then where did your mother drive?
She drove us back to my house.
And?
Brittany had picked us up that night from my house after me and my mom picked up Allie from her mom's house.
And where was Allie supposed to sleep that night?
In my house, in my room.
Well, then what did you have to take her home for?
She had to watch her little sister, who is 10 years old, at 5 o'clock in the morning. We told Brittany that, and she said that she would still come pick us up, that that would be no problem. She would take her home in the morning.
Okay. Anyway, Miss Asbridge, this is your problem, my dear. She's 17 years old. She had no right to get behind the wheel of your car, and I assume the car went out of control. She had an accident. The car was wrecked.
Right.
Right?
I never said she could drive my car.
You served her alcohol.
I didn't, ma'am. Actually, she brought it with her.
Then you allowed her to drink it in your house?
Yes.
Well, that's your
problem.
But
I knew she wasn't leaving. I knew she had no license.
Doesn't make any difference. Your problem. Your car, your problem.
Right, but that doesn't entitle her to steal my keys and steal
my
car.
You're absolutely right.
Right.
The question is, should her mother be responsible for that?
I mean, considering...
And the answer is no. I said to her when we started, if she were 18 or if she were 21 and allowed to drink... and went to your house and took your car and wrecked it. Her problem, she pays. Now, is her mother responsible for you allowing her minor child to drink in your home? And the answer is her mother's not responsible for that.
I understand.
Or anything that happened to your car as a result of that. So you take care of your own car.
I understand that, but I'm not the one who served her alcohol. She was clearly intoxicated when she came to my house, so what do I have to do anything with about that? What's that have to do with me?
You allowed her to drink in your house.
I mean, yeah, I understand that, but she wasn't leaving. Underage kids drink all the time.
I just explained it to you. If you don't get it, that would be your problem. You want to have 17-year-old friends and have parties in your house where alcohol is served?
It wasn't a party, actually.
Listen to me carefully. You want to do that? You accept the consequences. If somebody gets hurt, if somebody injures somebody else, or if they take your car and trash it, their parents aren't responsible. You're responsible to their parents if they get hurt after they've consumed alcohol in your house. Do you understand that?
I understand.
If she took your car and wrecked your car and at the same time hurt herself, her mother would be suing you and she would win. Now do you understand?
Yeah, but she's a grown woman. Even though she's 17, she's responsible for her own actions. I did not give her any right to take my car. I don't understand.
All right. Yeah, then you don't understand. I have to suggest you stick with what you're doing because you're never going to go into the practice of law.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, you have a counterclaim.
Yes, ma'am.
And your counterclaim is that she reported the car stolen.
Yes, ma'am.
And as a result of that, you were arrested.
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Great. Next time, don't get behind the wheel of a car. You don't have a license. You were probably drunk. If you got arrested, good. She's not going to pay you for that. Did you spend some time in jail?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you like it?
No, ma'am.
I suggest you don't do it again. Isn't that a good idea?
I agree, 100%.
You agree? Good. That's all. We're done here. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I cleaned up her house. I washed her dog.
Did she take advantage?
They had the keys to your house. They had the keys to your car. They had your keys. What did they steal?
Next, Judge Judy.
I don't think it's fair.
I'm actually pretty happy about it.
Yeah, she was wasted in my house.
She supplied me with the alcohol that night.
Yeah, I did allow her to drink.
I didn't steal her car. She gave me the keys.
Oh, yeah, you can take my car. You have no license and you're drunk. No.
You guide them as much as you can. Tell them right from wrong.
She's a little kid, you know, obviously. I'm a mom. I have a son, so I can raise my own child, not another one.
Not to hang out with people that are over the age of 21.
Definitely not talk to little kids.
Good kids do bad things. And I hope that she learned from it.